Thank you very much, Andy Card. I guess that's what you call Texas hospitality, to get an introduction like that, right, Mr. President? Mr. President, First Lady Barbara Bush, President Lofton, Chancellor Sharp, all of you, thank you for the wonderful welcome here to Texas A&M. I should have started by saying, howdy. I know that on this one instance, I can speak for each and every one of you in the room when I say that it is a great privilege for each and every one of us to spend President's Day with President George Bush. President Bush's his name and his presidency are synonymous with the word civility, something badly needed in our political discourse today. President Bush followed what Thomas Jefferson said, that every difference of opinion is not a matter of principle, and we should debate accordingly. I particularly want to acknowledge President Bush's support for Mrs. Bush in her literacy programs, which are so important to our children and to our democracy and informed electorate. Thank you, Mrs. Bush, for your tremendous leadership. A president can only be president with a great first lady, and wasn't Mrs. Bush a great first lady? We're so proud of you, so proud of you. I want to acknowledge the leadership of Ambassador Pompidou here at the George Bush Presidential Library, which I had the honor of touring this afternoon. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it if you haven't been there recently. It even has some updates. And it's about President Bush, but it's about America, too. And he's a great patriot, as we know. Early on, he served his country, was the youngest at 17 years old, right out of high school, he enlisted at the outbreak of World War II. He was the youngest naval, what do we call it, Mr. President, the youngest pilot in the Navy at the time. And he never ran away from a fight. He never ran away from a fight. But I'll talk about that more in a moment. This is a strong president. He was strong enough and confident enough of his strength that he spoke about a kinder, gentler America. He talked about 1,000 points of light. And that really took great courage. And that's what I see here at Texas A&M. So I have a few words of introduction here, but then we're going to have an exchange. And I'm happy to engage in that exchange with Andy Card. As Ambassador Pompidou said, he has made his very serious contribution from the state legislative level to the White House, to the cabinet, and serving the president. And his commitment to public policy, to patriotism, to love of our country, and a sense of civility are very, very, very well respected in Washington, D.C. You all are fortunate indeed to have him here at Texas A&M now as the acting dean. So, again, all of the things that we know about President Bush, how he has reached out, working with President Clinton in a bipartisan, really a nonpartisan way, to help victims of Katrina, victims of tsunamis, victims of the earthquake in Haiti, getting a response from the public that is nothing to match it, really, just so spectacular, but a real sign of the respect that is there for him and their working together. Courage to skydive, not once, but twice, in his 80s, over Texas, over College Station. Now, aren't we proud of that lot, that brand of courage? I come here as a leader in the House of Representatives, and many of you know a great deal about the president's service to our country, whether it was as a young person right out of school in the war effort, whether it was as our envoy to China, whether it was our representative to the United Nations, to stand behind that American flag, to sit behind there and speak for the American people. whether it was his being the director of the Central Intelligence Agency. The list goes on and on, right up to the White House as vice president and then as president of the United States. But did you know that he also served in the House of Representatives for two terms? And we in the House feel very proprietary about him. We take great pride, because not many presidents have served in the House, right, Mr. President? Not many. But this is a president who served there for two terms, not a long tenure, but the friendships have lingered on. And earlier I told the president that so many of his friends in the Congress, both who served with him and since, send their best and warmest regards to him and always take pride in his service and our association with him in the House of Representatives. Thank you for continuing to take pride in your service in the House of Representatives, Mr. President. Thank you. He knows of what I speak. He came to all of the gym dinners. Now, I myself have never been to the gym. As Andy has said, I've been there for 25 years this year. I'm celebrating my 25th anniversary, in fact, starting off here. But I still don't even know where the gym is. But the gym dinner, we all knew where the gym dinner was for one big reason, because the vice president and the president, George Bush, would come and honor the members of Congress with his friendship, his respect, and that was greatly, greatly returned. In fact, when I was a ranking member, Mr. President, you don't know this, on the Intelligence Committee, your friend and mine, Porter Goss, then the chairman of the committee, came to me and he said, I have something I want to share with you and I want you to be part of. And I know the president would appreciate this. And I said, anything. What does the president want? Anything. He said, well, we want to name the building, the whole compound of the Central Intelligence Agency after President Bush, recognizing his service there and since to the security of our country. Of course, it was my honor to co-sponsor that legislation, and we put it in the bill. And I said, if that's what he wants, that's what we want him to have. And so now, again, security, protect and defend, it's our first responsibility. We take that oath the very first day. And the president has done that as a teenager and all the way up to commander-in-chief and everything in between. And we wanted that acknowledgement to be there. So again, thank you, Mr. President, for your service. President Bush could have had this library any place in the country. You know, he has Eastern roots. Well, he saw the value of coming to Texas as he and Mrs. Bush, and that took a level of courage, didn't it, as young newlyweds to get in the car with your college car gift and come all the way down to a new place, new Texas state for you, establish yourself, make the record that you did, and create a path that began here in Texas to the White House. But he could have put his library any place, and he chose and took great pride in choosing Texas A&M. And I know that you all take pride in the fact that he did that. This university is marked by the same kind of courage that the president's personal life and public life has exemplified, the word courage. We're very proud that one of your presidents, Robert Gates, served our country as the a Secretary of Defense under a Democratic and a Republican president, or I guess in the reverse order, but in any way, first and foremost for America. When Secretary Gates left College Station when he was here as your president to serve his country, Aggies understood that, because Aggies are renowned for their courage in the field of battle and their contribution to our national security. The Corps of Cadets is a proud reminder of your patriotism and your courage. And I understand that more officers are commissioned from Texas A&M than any other school in the nation except for our service academies. Thank you for helping us honor our oath of office to protect and defend. I had the occasion to be in Texas in San Antonio on Friday and Saturday in Laredo to celebrate the birthday of President George Washington and, in fact, the role that Martha Washington played in the founding of our country. You know, it's a big celebration in Texas. I don't have to say that to you. But at one of the Martha events, I had the privilege of meeting Timothy Erb, Ross Brady, Benjamin Norman, and Michael Powell. I don't know if they're here, but they are members of the Cadet Corps. There they are. Thank you for... And they proudly told me of their work and your work, and they said, be sure when you're there to do this. In fact, one of my colleagues, Congressman Cuellar, who's a graduate of UT Austin, in a picture that we had taken with the cadets, the cadets made us all do this. So we have Cuellar on record doing this, even though he didn't. But the story that I love and that I learned more about in preparation for visiting here is the story of Earl Rudder, another leader who demonstrated Aggie courage. You know the story of Texas A&M's 16th president, who was called away to war and found himself commanding a battalion of Rangers on D-Day. You know about his valor leading men up the scaling of 100-foot cliffs at Point de Hoc under unrelenting enemy fire to destroy German gun batteries and help open the beaches below to the Allied forces landing. Wounded twice, he fought on for 2 days, as Aggie did, until victory was secured in this critical turning point of the war. I'll start here. What you might not know is that recent years, Point de Hoc was in disrepair. The erosion was causing it to just fade away, and visitors could no longer come and visit and bear witness to the courage and the difference that it made in the war. That was until another courageous Aggie, who was earlier acknowledged, Congressman Chet Edwards, he went to work in the House of Representatives to preserve the sacred site. Many experts told Congressman Edwards that Point de Hoc was damaged beyond repair, but Aggie engineers stepped in and disagreed. They devised a plan to save it, and Congressman Edwards secured a $6 million investment to shore up those cliffs. I think that was an earmark, Mr. President. But we will call it a national priority of great significance, because it certainly was that as well. Mm-hmm. And Chet Edwards had all this passion for the subject because he had received himself the Earl Rudder Award upon his graduation from Texas A&M, and he would therefore then be in position to save this important A&M legacy. Last year, the 67th anniversary of D-Day, Point de Hoc reopened. Now these hills will stand forever, thanks to the Aggies, as a solid testament to Aggie courage and for the safety of America. We thank you very much. Now, Andy Card mentioned that my college roommate was here, and what's important about that is the thread that runs through so many of us, and that is that my college roommate, Rita Meyer, she's here with her husband, Dennis. Her daughter is very close friends with Marshall Bush, the granddaughter of the Bushes, and they love each other very much. So I could not have told her a better thing than to say that I had been invited to come on President's Day to honor President and Mrs. Bush and to have this opportunity to speak with you. She happens to be the godmother of my daughter, Jacqueline. My husband and I are godparents to her daughter, Katie. And Jacqueline is here with her husband, Michael, a Republican, I might add. Not that it matters. I told the President that in 1992, when Michael was at Cornell, getting his MBA, somehow or other his absentee ballot did not reach him. His father, who was a stern taskmaster, never let any of the kids miss school or class, and the two of them decided that that was one thing, but it was another thing to miss a vote for President Bush. So he left Cornell, came to Texas so he could cast his vote for George Bush, for President George Bush, and that's that part of the family, all of us respecting and loving the President, and they're here with our three cowboys, Liam, Sean, and Ryan Keneally, all of us now going into another generation of regard for this great President and his contribution to our country. So Mr. President, Mrs. Bush, Dean Card, members of the Board of Trustees, It really is, I hope you know, for me, a great privilege, personally, officially, and in every way, on behalf of the House of Representatives, to bring all of you greetings, to bear our testimony to the greatness of President Bush, to say how pleased I am to do this on President's Day, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that significance, and to be able to do it at Texas A&M. Giggle! Thank you all.